10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Okay, I don't know who that was, but that was somebody. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're glad you're with us this morning. You're listening to a show called Songs That Move You, and I bring friends on, and we talk about songs that may move them in some way. And today, my special guest is David Short. Hey, David.
Hello, Mr. Willie. How are you,
buddy? Man, I'm doing good. It's good to see you.
It's great to be back.
Yes. How long? That was probably a year and a half ago.
Roughly, you were here. A little over a year ago.
Yeah, right. Well, the fan mail keeps coming in saying, when are you having Short back?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, and here we are today.
Here we are. It's I guess say this before we get started too much here.
Yeah.
I guess it was a year and a half. It was sometime right after our show, I believe.
Right.
Is when I understand you came out with this book here called Mississippi Hippie.
That is correct. That is correct.
My dear wife went online and bought this for me, and so I wanted to bring it here and get it personally signed by you. So make it worth a little more.
So. You know what? There you go. Thank you so much. I usually charge $100 to sign somebody's, but I'm not going to charge you anything.
I love it.
You're my buddy.
Great. That's right.
I've only known you 40-something years.
Something like that.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, thank you so much for that. And I am honored to sign your book.
Absolutely.
Let me just tell our audience here, David is the executive director of My City Rides. And if you've never heard of My City Rides, this is a concept and not more than a concept, started off as a concept by Jay Martin, who is our friend. And he decided that he had been working with the Boys and Girls Clubs for years and built the Technical Training Center over on Walker Avenue. And they put so many kids to work and given kids opportunities. But what was the problem there, David?
Well, obviously it came into transportation. If you remember the first, I believe it's the first graduating class he had over there from the culinary school.
Uh-huh.
They had all the Tunica casinos that agreed to hire all those kids.
Right.
And so he comes back sometime after that and comes to my office, sits down and says, well, now I got another problem. I can't get them back and forth to Tunica.
Yeah, right.
So he leaves, goes to Europe, and he comes back, and he says, I got it. There's scooters everywhere over there. I'm going to buy a bunch of scooters. I'm going to put them on the streets of Memphis, and I'm going to get these people in where they've got transportation and low-end costs.
Yeah.
I said, Jay, you've lost your mind again.
But he was a deep thinker. Talk about playing 3D chess. He was maybe playing 4D chess. Yeah.
But I was wrong again. So, they pulled it off. And so there's 700 and some odd scooters on the streets
God,
of Memphis
that
now.
That is incredible. I see them all the time.
They're everywhere now.
Once you know, you can't not see them.
That's right.
You know, and just giving people the means. I mean, first, teach them how to do something, but then giving them the means to get to work and back.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about how all this works as we go along. But, folks, David has brought his 10 songs. What do we got first, David?
Well, I figure we'll play off right off of that and start with an old 1968 tune. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you remember those days better than me. But anyway.
Yeah.
None other than, what else is the best motorcycle song out there? And, of course, that would be Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
direction, and whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
That's a good one. I'm telling you. Good gosh. Man, that song still makes it.
It still does it.
It's only, what, 58 years old? Whatever. 57 years
that's
old?
That's scary, isn't it?
Hey, it really is. Man, that's a good song. I remember the first time I ever heard that.
I don't.
Yeah, it was long before you were born. They used to, in my hometown, Rolling Fork, the guy from Greenville who serviced the jukeboxes came on Thursdays. And man, we would beat it out of school and get down to the Dairy Queen and see what was new on the jukebox. And when this one hit, I don't think anything else played that afternoon.
It just
played
amazing,
over and over. It really is great. Folks, my guest is David Short, who's the executive director of My City Rides. And we're going to be talking about some things they've got coming up. This week, what's going on this week at My City Rides?
Yeah, thanks. We've got a big open house coming up at our campus out there at 3155 Summer Avenue. We've got from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we're going to be bringing in a bunch of our what we call flyers, who are individuals who have our scooters.
Yeah.
And then we're bringing in our community partners. So we've got a dozen or plus community partners around town that effectively, you know, they've got all kind of variations of how their programs work for various people. And so at the end of the day, there's always seems to be that missing element. And so one of the things we're playing with now is our you get a
Rubik's cube.
There you go.
That's so great. I'll never be able to put that together. Well, I won't. You know I'm an idiot.
So we can do that together.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it just like this because it looks nice, and it'll never be.
I hate it when somebody messes mine up. I know I'll never get it back.
That's right.
But that was kind of what we're the missing piece of the puzzle, if you will. So, but, you know, when you know, all these dynamic programs, you know, they go through all these hoops and jump through all this stuff, and at the end of the day, transportation seems to always be that lagging issue for them to get back and forth to work or back and forth to school and finish up where they're trying to go.
Right.
And so, what we're kind of rebranding ourselves as the piece of the puzzle that's been missing to sustainability.
Oh, that's great!
And so that's kind of our pitch for this coming weekend, and so this Friday anyway. So from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, anybody and everybody's invited.
Okay.
Hopefully, your listeners will get out and check it out and see what's going on. Our partners will have. I'm going to give them about 4 minutes each.
Yeah.
But they'll be there for several hours talking and interacting with everybody and then we're going to kick off. I'll get into the sponsorship program a little bit later.
Sure,
after we play
another
song if you want to.
That's great. And I'm just telling you, folks, you know, we all love Memphis.
Amen.
And, you know, and actually this gentleman sitting here is probably the most rabid University of Memphis fan I've ever seen. It's the first time I've ever seen you without a Memphis t-shirt on.
I had to wear my Mason Ride shirt today.
That's right. But, folks, you know, of all the good things that happen in Memphis, this is one of those things. If you don't know about it, it really is a very good thing. And tell people how to get there. Is it MyCityRides.org?
.org. MyCityRide.org.
MyCityRides.org.
Org. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, let's move on to your next song here. What have we got?
Well, you know, back in the 70s, there was a band that was kind of hitting it big time. And oddly enough, one of those guys was a guy named James Griffin that was with a group called Bread.
Yeah.
And so Bread wrote a lot of softer music and that kind of thing. David Gates was the lead singer, but James Griffin was from Memphis. So. Yeah. Both of them wrote a lot of their big hits and that kind of thing, but Memphian James Griffin was kind of the lead writer, if you will. And in 1970, he wrote his first big number one hit was "Look What You've Done," and that one was one of, again, that was written by Memphian James Griffin, who we lost him, I guess, about almost 20 years ago this
year.
Yeah,
right. I knew him.
Yeah, I knew.
He was a great guy.
Everybody in Memphis
great
music
guy.
Knew him.
Man, what a singer. All right, here we go. Look What You've Done.
Become, for it's due to the lack of
right, man. Jimmy Griffin. What a great singer that guy was. Really fine writer, too.
Good guy,
really
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I mentioned, my stepbrother actually worked for him, did a lot of odd jobs around town with him, so I got to meet him several times. Nicest guy you ever meet.
Yep, so, yeah, he really was. I hate that he left us way too soon.
Way too early.
Way too soon, yeah. All right, well, and we're going to kind of stay in the same vein, right?
We are, you know, and we'll go on into this one. We're getting tickets, or we got tickets. My wife and I get tickets for this concert coming up called Toast, which is, you know, a kind of a history of the bread and so
on. Oh, that's cool.
Looking forward to that. I think it's the end of October is when that's here. But anyway, so that's kind of where I got started with the whole bread scenario. And, you know, James Griffin, of course, you know, his biggest, actually, the hit that he wrote was his Monster. And I said, got the Emmy for whatever was The Carpenters' For All We Know.
Yeah.
So that was a 1971 hit of his. And so, you know, again, when you put Karen Carpenter's voice in with James Griffin, I don't know how that couldn't be.
Yeah, you're right about that. Here we go, For All We Know.
Love, look at the two of us.
Beautiful song, man.
Boy, she had the for all voice we know.
She could do it. I'm telling you, and that won an Academy Award.
I did. Yeah, it's awesome.
Just great. Yep.
another history of Memphis music.
That's right.
Born and raised right here.
Absolutely. And you know, I think they awarded him with a note on Beale Street a couple of years ago.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken,
that may be
I
right.
think
yeah.
they did, yeah, and he definitely deserved one.
Well, I'll go down to Beale and search
That's
vigorously
right.
from bar to bar to see if I can find it.
You will leave no bud unturned, won't you? Oh, man. Well, and you have been a club owner before.
Yeah.
We don't even want to talk about that,
just,
do we?
You know.
Okay. Well.
I've made a lot of decisions in my life, and another one of those was a bad one on that one. So.
Oh, man. But I bet you had some fun.
I did have that. For a while, it was a lot of fun. You know?
Yeah.
I figured my only way to, you know, we got 50% off of our food and drink or whatever.
Yeah.
So I figured the only way I could ever get even on that deal was just drink and eat myself even. So And I came close. So
that's great. I love it. Okay. All right, folks. We're here talking with David Short, who's the executive director of My City Rides. And they've got a big week coming up this week.
We do.
And so if the folks come on Friday, this Friday, from 5 to 8, what are they going to see?
Man, they're going to see a lot of stuff. So we've really kind of done a lot of new things. We've kind of rebranded ourselves and tried to, you know, the first 5 or 6 years was trying to get our footing, figure out where we went next. And now, you know, and there's a transition from the older board to a newer board and kind of the next phase of where this thing's going and trying to create that level of sustainability.
Yeah.
And so what we try to do is figure out what are we going to do with the used bikes that are coming and going from the inventory that's out there now? How do we get new ones on the road? It's a combination of where we're going to make that work. And at the end of the day, how many lives can we impact? You know, how many people's lives can we help change because we solve their transportation challenge?
Right.
And so the used bikes, you know, when these scooters come in on used, trying to either get a new one or just they're going on to a four-tire car, if you will, or
right,
whatever the case
yeah.
may be. You know, we want to get those bikes back and restore them and mm-hmm. put them back on the road and get somebody else to get some use out of them. And
yeah.
a lot of them didn't have a lot of miles on them. So
sure, yeah.
we got these bikes piling up in the warehouse out there. I'm like, wait a minute, let's come up with another idea here.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is repurposing those bikes and bringing them up, whether cosmetically, mechanically, or whatever the case may be, get them ready to roll
yeah.
and put those into what we're calling our sponsorship program.
Okay.
And so for $2,500 to $3,500 or so, you can sponsor an individual and change their life by giving them a bike.
Really? Okay.
And it's something personal that you can see. You're going to hear the story of the individual that has been either vetted through our community partners or
right.
you know someone that we've found that's come to us from one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
We're working with Rhodes College now, University of Memphis.
Wow, okay.
You know, trying to cut some deals and get things out there. We're trying to get our brand out there more, so we're putting displays out of our bikes, as you see out here in the
right.
lobby of Crosstown.
Yes, folks, when you come to Crosstown, come and you will see an actual scooter.
There you go. Well, yeah. you know, one of our cool ones. So they, so that's, and there'll be a little barcode there. You can get the information you need to get on that as well,
yeah.
whether you want to be a sponsor or whether you want to be a flyer, and whether
uh-huh.
whether you have the wherewithal to pay the $150 a month, which also includes 3 years liability insurance and full maintenance on the vehicle.
Really? So this is kind of wall to wall. You know, you're paying for your scooter, but you're also paying for your maintenance and your liability insurance.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's a one-stop, you know, they get anywhere from in and around 90 miles to gallon.
Wow.
So that
wow.
gets you around town and certainly yeah. back and forth to work and school right. and whatever you're trying to accomplish.
Oh, that's great.
It is awesome.
That's great. All right. Well, folks, we're going to be talking about some more things here about what they're doing and some success stories and really why this is revolutionary, because I don't know anybody else who's doing this, but we'll get to that in a minute. Well, but what we're going to get to next is, man, this song, I love this song.
I'm glad
Tell
glad
me
to
what
hear.
We
Not
got.
Everybody knows this song.
Well,
anymore.
when I saw this on your list, I thought, yeah, man, there you go.
Rock and Raleigh, here we
That's
go.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Davis, man.
Jimmy Davis and Junction. And this one was, he was my high school president back at Raleigh Egypt High School.
Was he really?
Go Pharaoh.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yep, back in 1979, we graduated together.
Oh,
and so,
man.
He was talented then, but you yeah. knew it was going to happen for him, and
yeah.
Good for him. He hit it big time in 87 with this one, and this is Jimmy Davis and Junction, Kick the Wall. We'll be right back.
Kick the Wall, man. What a song.
It was.
It was a great song. And I tell you what, that whole album is great.
He was at his game at that time.
I'm telling you, it's really so good. Folks, if you ever want to hear something that is really Memphis, get Jimmy Davis and Junction. That record was, that whole record is so good. Yeah, so all right. I want to get Jimmy to come on my show sometime,
man. Hopefully he's listening or hears something about this anyway.
You need to come bring your 10 favorite songs and next time you're in Memphis and be on the radio with me, man.
And 9 of them can be Jimmy's.
That's right. Yes, right. You play everything you want. All right. We're talking with David Short this morning, and David is the executive director of My City Rides. And you know, I always think about this every time I see one of the scooters around. I see them all the time, but I thought, you know, Jay was such a visionary, and I can just imagine him riding in a cab in Italy or so, because he was in Europe all the time.
All the time, sure.
All the time, and just, he probably just went, well, there are 10 times more scooters on the road than there are cars.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. It's just...
And so now,
and to make it work in Memphis, I mean,
yes,
that's just,
yes, where we play Dodge cars.
That's right.
Yeah. So I know y'all do like safety training and things. How does that work?
Yeah. So basically, it takes you a day to come in and do a training, and so you're going to do the first half of the training is in our office. We'll go through the whole. Teaching you safety first and foremost, but secondly, the questions that are going to be on the motorcycle license. So these are, the CCs are high enough to where you have to have a motorcycle license. So we take you through the process of learning how that test is going to go. Mm-hmm. Then we take you out in the parking lot with some of our banged up bikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Give you a chance to get it right, you know.
Yeah.
So they'll run them around the parking lot and with cones and that kind of thing and run them through the old, you know, figure eights and stopping and starting and parking and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then once you're comfortable with it, then we'll send you to the DMV to go get your license. And if you pass that, you come back to us and we get you set up, get your insurance rolling. We give you a jacket, gloves, and a helmet.
Wow, nice.
And, oh, yeah, fix them all up. You're ready to hit the road, and you now own your life instead of depending on a bus or friends or relatives and that kind of thing to show up and take you places.
Yeah.
It's life-changing for a lot of folks at that point.
Yeah.
And again, we're working a lot with the colleges around town trying to fill that gap as well. Rhodes is one of the classic, this beautiful campus over here, but one of the challenges they have over there is trying to get outside that campus and get around town to go other places. And same thing, Uber becomes more expensive than they can, that it makes sense for them to do as well.
Sure, yeah.
So it's just a dynamite opportunity. And, you know, we had an intern recently with Rhodes that just finished up out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working on a program we hope to announce here in the near future, hopefully.
Right.
But pretty exciting what they're trying to put together out there that involves us. The same thing with a group called Trio Memphis over at University of Memphis.
Okay.
So we've got several things working in that space in place. We're also working in the incarceration group that's coming back into society after being incarcerated.
Yes,
Memphis
okay.
Allies, Persevere. So, the great foundations of what they're trying to accomplish, to try to bring them out of incarceration and put them in a different environment than where they put them where they were.
Sure.
So at the end of the day, transportation is one of those things that, when they own that can get them back and forth to work and change the dynamics of their life and hopefully our city.
Life-changing is, we throw around that a lot, but you know what, folks? If you don't have a car, if you are living in a situation where you're hoping somebody's going to have the one car, back at a certain time, or if you're trying to catch a bus, which is kind of abysmal in Memphis, and I hope that all that will change, but... this can be life-changing.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you see that every day?
Oh, absolutely. No question. So watching some of these, and again, they come from different walks of life that we get to. And again, the beauty of our community partners is trying to reach out to them and say, hey, you've got the prime candidates of what we can solve, of the problem that we can solve, the challenge that these folks are dealing with. And so, you know, for them to try to go figure out that transportation has been a battle for all of them. So let's put hands together, because we're all got the same end goal here, is for a better Memphis. Yeah. And so it's awesome that, you know, we're able to play that part in the bigger scheme of things, because, again, they're doing a lot of the heavy lifting. We're just saying, hey, we got that over here. So,
yeah.
You know,
that's great. We got that. Yeah. Okay, got that. I love that. I love that. All right. Well, David Short is my guest. David, what do you got next here?
Well, this one came out, this is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
It's just that classic, you know, I love to talk. So.
No, <You'll figure>. Really?
So, you know, when I get out and about, I love just, you know, starting up a conversation, hear somebody's story, what you hear from, particularly around Memphis. When I'm around, I want to, if they're out of town, I'm promoting Memphis one end or the other. You know, just don't read the headlines. Let me tell you what's in the paragraphs below. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so this one came out. I love this one, and I, you know, hope that this actually hits one day. But this is Billy Carrington's "People Are Crazy."
This old man and me were at the bar, and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. Good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Beer is good, and people are crazy.
man, I love that song. That is very cool. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, really?
It is.
One of my favorite lines.
I love that. Oh, that's very cool. All right. I'm sitting here looking at this Rubik's Cube that David just gave me.
I'm
thinking, should I twist it? No, it will never look the same. I'll have to find like a sixth grader
to come and put it back right. She'll figure
it
out for you.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Speaking of daughters, shout out to my daughter and my grandsons here in Memphis.
Oh.
My granddaughter in Nashville, or outside of Nashville. So,
and what are their names?
Well, Kylie is up in outside of Nashville area.
Right.
And then here in Memphis, my daughter's boy, she's got three of them, Blake, Luke, and Lincoln. Lincoln's third birthday is this week, so happy birthday, Link.
Nice.
Yeah, how about that? And speaking of my daughter, she now has her an official scooter. So she is.
Oh, really?
She's a first responder, so she's got her a bike to run back and forth to work and that kind of thing is. So she loves it. She's been having a blast with it.
That is so cool, man. So where do these scooters come from?
So we had a combination of Korea and Taiwan, I believe, is where the two different models came from and so on. And we've actually got a group out of in Vegas that we bought our last batch from and so on. But we're looking at several different options out there and different models, different kinds. Japan has a model that's kind of mirrors that of Honda, if you will.
Right.
Honda, we tried Honda, but it's kind of restricted in this area, so that was going to be a bigger lift than we'd decided to do.
Sure.
And so we're looking at several different opportunities to add some additional models out there and kind of expand on it now. So primarily we've got two major models and multiple colors in each and that kind of thing now with different bells and whistles you can get on them. So,
very cool. Yeah. And how many cc's are the engines?
These are over 125, so that's why you have to have the motorcycle, I mean, they'll do anywhere from 55 to 70 miles an hour, so they'll get on up there, and
And you got to have that for Memphis City streets,
just to get around.
I'm telling you, yes, indeed. Oh, wow! All right, so this Friday night or this Friday afternoon at from 5 o'clock till 8 p.m.
Yeah. So, and again, so we're going to be showcasing the main reason we're putting this together is kind of kick off our sponsorship program and kind of go through some of the early stages of what we've done with that. And a big shout out to the board of directors over there at My City Ride. Each one of them, when I pitched them on the idea, they said, "Hey, I'll sponsor one right out of the gate."
Oh, man, that's
cool.
Great.
So every one of them agreed and decided to do that, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And, just kind of reinforces what we're trying to accomplish in getting those used scooters back on the bike. And we can reach more people by having this type of program out there. And then, of course, the new ones we got in stock with all the cool bells and whistles and colors and so on. Got Tiger Blue out there. So
oh, man. Of course you do. Of course you do. That's wonderful, man. That is wonderful. All right. Well, let's push it on down the line here. Well, before that, we have the weather forecast coming up. Hot. Okay. And now for the rest of the news.
For the rest of it. Yeah.
That's right. Actually, I saw that it's supposed to get kind of cool by Thursday.
Well, I had ordered that in for
Friday
afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Some of us have connections upstairs.
Well, well good. That's good.
Had to play some cards there.
I bet you did. All right.
Had to get off the 110. My wife and I decided to cook out last night or whatever, so I set the burgers outside. I walked in, got a drink, and got ready. I walked back outside. They were already cooked.
They were.
Didn't even have to throw the grill on. It's great.
I was going to say, man, you went out and grilled last night. God, the other day, Kim asked me, said, "You going to cook these on the grill?" I went, "No, I'm not. I'm not going to get out here at 7 o'clock at night when it's still 140 degrees.
Nice little wind chill of 112.
God, no, I will not be doing that. All right. Well, and on a personal note, I want to say everybody who, I had a birthday last week, and all the people who wished me happy birthday, thank you so much. I'm telling you, I am so fortunate.
Happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you, but I just know so many people.
Who would have thought you'd still be?
Who would have thought I would have made it to 75? Hey, come on. What did I do right or wrong?
Well, you gotta,
I
don't know. Yeah.
I thought I was doing all the wrong things.
That's
but,
right.
Yeah. But it's all good, folks. And so thank you so much for all the birthday greetings I got on Facebook and people, you know, sending me texts and things. I really, really love you all and appreciate all of that. My guest is David Short, the executive director of My City Rides, and they're having an event this Friday, and I hope you can show up. It's at 3155 Summer Avenue. So you just go out Summer and right after Tillman.
Exactly.
Right? It's right after Tillman. It's on the right.
You can't miss it.
That's right.
And I've started a separate fundraiser to get a bunch of blue paint. If I can get some blue paint,
okay.
Anybody donate a lot of blue paint.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they painted that thing orange when they first built it.
Uh-oh.
You know, and I didn't have a say in it, clearly. So
now you do.
I'm going to paint the floors, the walls, whatever way I get all that god awful orange off of there, so it'll be tiger blue. So there'll be a separate foundation for that one starting to get that done as soon as I can.
The makeusblue.org.
That's right.
Foundation. I love it.
All right,
okay.
Check right now.
All right, David, what do we got next, man?
Yeah, well, speaking of old, you know, this was one of my classics that came out or whatever, so we'll have a little fun with this real quick. But this is my old buddy George Jones, and this is Rocking Chair.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
I don't need your rocking chair. Geritol or your Medicare? Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. For the junkyard, yeah, 'cause I still feel like a new Corvette. It might take a little longer, but I'll get there. Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare. Got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. Can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair. Eskimo needs a Frigidaire, like I need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need your rocking chair.
Your Geritol or your Medicare.
Geritol or your Medicare.
I've still got neon in my veins.
Still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing. Yeah, my body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Well, you know it ain't impaired.
Well, I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need no rocking chair.
My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Yeah, we all know you ain't impaired.
I don't need
Well, I may need a rocket chair. What do you think? Man, George Jones. I tell you what, he definitely had the voice,
he
man.
Did. Oh, he had a class.
And I still think about him when his wife took his car keys away. What did he do? He got on the riding lawnmower and went to the liquor store. Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, man.
If he'd had a scooter, I don't know what had happened. I
don't know. We may have never seen him again. Yeah, George Jones on a My City Rides. Yeah, I'd like to have a picture of that.
I don't know if he'd have been our great spokesman, but anyway. No,
I don't think so. All right, folks. Coming up this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. at My City Rides at 3155 Summer Avenue. Hope you can get by there. Going to be refreshments?
We are. We're going to have a little, we've got some local groups that have thrown in some brew. It's all Memphis is what
okay.
I told everybody. Let's
all
just
right.
keep it all Memphis. So
yeah.
We've got several folks giving us some things around there. Yeah. We're going to have some little bit of munchies, a little bit of soft drinks and
yeah.
probably a couple of beers. We are going to have some margaritas. Thank okay. you to Sandra Martin, if she
okay.
happens to be listening. We
yes.
Her and Jay donated the margarita machine
oh,
over
man.
To My City Ride, so
yes.
we're going to try it out and see if we can make that work.
There you go. Big shout out to Sandra and Jay. All right. Well, tell you what, let's push it on along here and let's see what you got next.
Well, let's see. After, you know, obviously if we're going to talk about old, we got to go into then. You said something about George Jones walking the line. Well, Johnny Cash was the all-time, you know, walk the line. Yeah, that was his signature
right.
hit, his first signature hit that when he was, if you saw the movie, I'm sure everybody's seen it, but
yeah.
His first wife, Vivian, or whatever, uh-huh. that was about him being true to her on the road or whatever, which
right.
didn't pan out quite so much. But anyway, but it was a great song. My wife had got a print done of Johnny Cash that I love.
Oh,
it.
Really?
It's over here in the condo on Mud Island or whatever.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's just this great big print of Johnny Cash in the back there. So it's always a great one. I always love seeing that. I get a lot of comments from anybody that sees it and so on. But anyway, this one is Johnny Cash's Walk the Line.
Very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. because you're mine, I walk the line.
All right, Johnny Cash.
There's old Johnny.
He's got it, man.
Man in Black.
Yeah, that one. That one will work for any time, any age, won't it? It's a universal song.
It just keeps on.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
There the gift go. That just keeps on giving.
That's right. That's right. All right, folks. Well, coming up this Friday at My City Rides out on Summer Avenue, if you want to come out and see what they're doing, they would welcome you with open arms. And like I say, so many times I think people are so focused on, getting jobs and things like that. They do forget those missing pieces.
Yeah, the missing piece of the puzzle, no question. And we're doing it on the cheap. And pretty much anybody's budget can handle a scooter, whether it's zero or $150 a month, whatever. And so now we've got an option there as well and anywhere in between. Uh-huh. And so we've got a lot of the partnerships that we're working with are doing some of that percentage, if you will, and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So we've got some really, the stories of what each of these community partners we get. If you go online to our website, just hit the community partnership, uh-huh. and it'll give you a blurb of each one of the community partners that we're working specifically with. Yeah. And then you can go to their sites and see some of the amazing things that they're doing around town to make a difference in this city. And one of the things I found out earlier, and shout out to our friends over at Slingshot Memphis, who uh-huh. Have provided me a lot of information early on to kind of get my footing and figure out where we want to go with this thing.
Yeah.
And they were great about giving me some information and putting me on the right path and putting me in contact with the right people so we could bypass a lot of that growing pain that I was going through trying to mm-hmm. figure this thing out. So
But
they gave me a lot of great information. And one of the things they told me is that there's over 1,200 12,000 non-based nonprofits in Memphis alone.
Wow.
Which per capita is the best in the United States.
Isn't that amazing? That really is.
It shows the heart of this city.
That's right.
The true heart of
folks
this town
are
is
good
amazing.
Folks, man.
And, so we're excited to be part of that. Yeah. And again, we just we're not suggesting we've got all the answers, but we certainly have the answer to the transportation solution. We think we can fill that gap and make a difference in conjunction with working with our community partners instead of us trying to do it all on our own.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. All right. Well, we're not going to get to all our songs.
So, we're already past that.
we're past that. We've been yakking too much. But, I'm sure people have enjoyed hearing about what you're doing. So, all right, we got three songs left. I think you're going to have to choose one.
One of the three?
One of the three. What do you think?
Well, I love my Toby Keith. And we were going to do Don't Let the Old Man In, which was from The Mule. So we'll skip on Toby today. Patsy Cline. That one was from my mother-in-law, Betty Inman's over in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Sorry, Betty.
Yeah, sorry, Betty. We're not going to be able to play Patsy today, but I'll play it the next time we're over there. But I got to end it with, I can't leave Elvis off from Memphis. So mm-hmm. Paul Anka wrote this song for Frank Sinatra in 1968. And Sinatra did a great job with it, but it wasn't near as good as Elvis's version. And this is Elvis's My Way.
That's right. And Paul Anka, I'm sure, thanks Elvis every
day. Every day.
That's right. When he gets in his Rolls Royce. Right. Here we go. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you right back here next Monday at 9 a.m. for Songs That Move You.
And now the end is near, so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more. Not in a shower.